So today, it's going to be a good opportunity to join us in song, to sit and listen to some music and contemplate the scriptures that are read. And I pray that you'll do that as these instrumentals go off, that you'll have a minute to just reflect on what it means, on what God did for us. And I want to read this scripture. It says this in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we would be holy and blameless before him. In love, he predestined us to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the kind intention of his will, to the praise and the glory of his grace, which he freely bestowed on us in the beloved. The birth of Jesus Christ was the plan before anything came into being. They already knew this was going to be the way that today we could come to him and be saved and inherit the kingdom of God. So Lord, thank you. God, we praise you. We just ask you to visit us today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin will be with child and bear a son, and she will call his name Emmanuel. For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders. And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. There will be no end to the increase of his government or the peace on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and righteousness from then on and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this. Then a shoot will spring up from the stem of Jesse, and a branch from his roots will bear fruit. The spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and strength, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord, and he will not judge by what his eyes see, nor make a decision by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he will judge the poor and decide with fairness for the afflicted of the earth. And he will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. Also righteousness will be the belt about his loins, and faithfulness the belt about his waist. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the descendants of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming in, he said to her, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was very perplexed at this statement and kept pondering what kind of salutation this was. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And for that reason, the Holy Child shall be called the Son of God. And behold, even your relative Elizabeth has also conceived a son in her old age. And she, who was called barren, is now in her sixth month. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, the bondslave of the Lord, may it be done to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child by the Holy Spirit. And Joseph, her husband, being a righteous man and not wanting to disgrace her, planned to send her away secretly. But when he had considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child who has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." Now all this took place to fulfill what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which translated means "God with us." And Joseph awoke from his sleep and did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took Mary as his wife, but kept her a virgin until she gave birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. And the prophet said, "But as for you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you one will go forth for me to be ruler in Israel. His goings forth are from long ago, from the days of eternity. Therefore he will give them up until the time when she who is in labor has borne a child. Then the remainder of his brethren will return to the sons of Israel, and he will arise and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they will remain, because at that time he will be great to the ends of the earth. This one will be our peace."
Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie above thy deep and dreamless sleep. The silent stars go by, yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. For Christ is born of Mary and gathered all above. Watch of wandering love. Oh, morning stars together proclaim the holy birth, and praises King and peace to men on earth. How silently, how silently the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessings of his hand. No ear may hear his coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. Child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings.
Now in those days a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census be taken of all the inhabited earth. This was the first census taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone was on his way to register for the census, each to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house of David, in order to register along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was with child. While they were there, the days were completed for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. And she wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Oh, the first Noel, the angel did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep.
In the same region, there were some shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flocks by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone round them, and they were terribly frightened. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today, in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign for you. We'll find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased."
We have heard on high.
When the angels had gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds began saying to one another, "Let us go straight to Bethlehem then and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." So they came in a hurry and found their way to Mary and Joseph and the baby as he lay in the manger. When they had seen this, they had made known the statement which had been told them about this child. And all who heard it wondered at the things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary treasured all these things, pondering them in her heart. The shepherds went back, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, just as had been told them.
So the shepherds probably had to get up before they went to tell. So let's all get up and sing some songs, shall we?
Wonderful job. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you, Gianna, for helping us out. It's always a pleasure having you here and joining with us in our celebration. What an awesome celebration. God is so good to us. Laura, thank you very much for the reading and all of these musicians. We're blessed, aren't we?
Yes.
Tremendously so. So I want to ask you a question. When did Christmas become more than just a story to you? Maybe it still is just a story to some of you. But hopefully, you've moved beyond. Sometimes growing up, we look at Christmas as being the Christmas tree, the presents under the tree, tinsel and lights. But, there's more to it than that. Sometimes we may think of the angel singing. We think of maybe Joseph and Mary and traveling to Bethlehem. We think of the gifts that the wise men brought, precious gifts that the wise men brought, and these royalty that offered them to Jesus. We think of the traveling that Mary and Joseph had to do to go to Bethlehem. And then the Christmas songs, you've got the carolers singing and the mistletoe, and you've got jingle bells jingling all the way, sleigh rides, that kind of thing. But here's the deal. The truth is, Jesus was a gift from God to us. And that's what Christmas is all about. The most marvelous gift that has ever been offered to mankind was this gift of Jesus Christ. So think about it. God Almighty, Creator, the sustainer of heaven and earth, He wants to give us a gift. Would you receive the gift if God Almighty wanted to give you a gift? This gift, of course, is Jesus Christ, a substitute for our sin, substitute for the punishment of our sin. And just like any gift, however, we can choose to accept the gift or reject the gift. There's a passage of Scripture in John chapter 1, verse 11 and 12. Verse 11 says, He came to His own, and His own did not receive Him. Verse 12, But as many as received Him, to them He gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in His name. So imagine with me, if you would, you have a terminal illness. And there's only one cure for this illness, but the medication costs more than you are able to afford. But Christmas morning, you wake up and you look under the tree, and there are some gifts with your name on it, and you've got a pair of socks. You've got a new tie. And then there's another gift, and you open the gift, and there is a prescription for the medication that's free of charge. Reminds me of a fellow in our church who has been diagnosed with a blood problem. And the doctors had prescribed a medication, but it was going to cost approximately $16,000 a month for this medication. Now, the Lord provided in such a miraculous way that Jake is getting his prescription for free. So isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? And that's God. God provided that. But what if Jake had said, I don't believe that medication's going to work, so I'm not going to take it. Or he had said, I don't like the doctor. And I don't care what that doctor says, I'm not going to take the medication because I just don't care for him whatsoever. Do you know there's a lot of people who don't like God, and so they're not going to take the medication that He's prescribed for a terminal illness? Eventually, we're all going to die, Scripture says. And eventually, we're going to spend eternity somewhere. And God says, I'm offering you a prescription, a medication, that would cure you of the terminal illness of eternal separation from me. I'm going to offer you a prescription, a medication that will remove the sin from your life so that you can have a relationship with me. And that's what it's all about. That's why Jesus came, was to have a relationship. In verse 11 it says that He came into His own, and His own did not receive Him. He came into His own, a medication that would give them a right relationship with God, and they rejected the medication. That's when Christmas comes alive, when we understand not just the story behind it, but we receive the gift. Did you know that you can go to your Christmas morning, you see the gifts, and you can either accept those gifts or reject it? You don't have to accept the gift. It would be rude not to accept the gift, but you don't have to. Okay? And there are a lot of people who have not accepted the gift. But verse 12 says, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become the child of God. To them he gave the right to become the children of God. So I want to ask you a question in closing. Have you ever, so you know about the gift. We've read about the gift. We've sung about the gift. We know the story. But have you ever received the gift? Have you ever received the gift of Jesus Christ? Again, we can know about the gift in our mind, but there comes a time when it has to move from our mind to our heart. And we say, I want that gift. See, believing in your mind is not sufficient. It's receiving Christ into your heart that makes all the difference. That's the transformation of our heart. It's when we receive Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. There must be a turning to him, the turning away from sin and a turning to Jesus. So I'm going to ask you a question, and you don't have to answer this out loud, but you need to answer it to yourself, and you need to answer it to the Lord. Has there ever come a time when you were reached out and you received the gift that God has provided for you? Have you received the gift of Jesus Christ? Not just thought about it, but actually invited him to come into your heart to be your Lord and Master. Have you done that? It's the most wonderful gift that God's been given. If you're here today and have never received that gift of Jesus Christ, today you can go away with the best gift that you've ever received. So let's everyone bow our heads and close our eyes. Would you be willing today to say, you know what, I'm here today and I know all the stories, but I've never received Christ as my personal Lord and Savior, and I would like to do that today. Would anyone here want to do that? So I'm assuming that either everyone here has received Christ, or you may be like some of the Jews. Jesus came, they did not receive him, they rejected him. And so, Lord, I come before you today, and Lord, I just want to say thank you for the marvelous gift that you gave. A gift that we can't purchase. A gift that we can't work for. Lord, it's all up to you. It's all your doing. And all we have to do is receive it. And Lord, I pray that today, that if there's anyone here, either in this sanctuary or listening through Zoom or will listen to the recording later, Lord, that they will respond . Lord, we ask for your grace and your mercy to be poured out on each one. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. You have another song? All right.
One more. Let's stand up and praise the Lord if you can.
Light to shine brighter in us, so Emmanuel.
Christmas. And I've been praying this year that that God would reveal himself to each of us like never before. Like this would be the year that we really get it, right? That we really get it. That we really understand what it means that the creator of the universe came from his cushy heaven and became born basically a slave child to the cruelest regime that's ever been known to man. Under that rule and authority, he came and he died for us. And it started with the baby in a manger. So I hope you're blessed. I hope he just blesses your socks off spiritually. I really don't care if you get socks or underwear for Christmas. Just enjoy it. But I pray that the Lord will reveal himself in a great new way for each one of us. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you guys.